You know what? You know what? It's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. You know what? Hold up. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
No, you better not. You better not.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here with your girl, Miss Marie, and DH. Oh my gosh, are you about to call? DH can't get it together. We just starting the show and you can't get it together.
Hey, what's good? What's good?
I don't even have the mic on. I don't even know what
you're talking about. How about this one?
Oh, that's that one. Okay.
Bad. You hear that boom? With
yeah.
That bass? What's up, Will?
Did you call me Will?
World.
Oh. Okay. Here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and a lot of cases, the ugly, because sometimes, just sometimes, dating can be a little bit ugly. And DH is trying to record me right now, and I look like trash. Please stop it.
It's all good.
I have a face for radio. And I just spit on myself on accident.
Oh, man.
I did that. Thanks a lot, DH.
Hey, my bad.
But I hope you guys are having a great week, because I sure as hell am, even though it's been stressful. I'm in the process of downsizing and, right. And moving and renting out my place, and I really hate moving, and I was trying to get some things situated on my balcony because I had some work done with me not having AC, so they kind of moved my chairs and my tables around, so I went outside to fix it. It's a damn wasp nest out there.
Oh man.
And they like came out and swarmed me, and I had to like run into my place and slam the door.
That's crazy, man.
And
one of them got me.
I think so.
Did you get him?
No.
You lost, man.
Got him. No, they got me. But
that's
yeah.
The day back in the nest.
Right. So I'm gonna have to get that out of my life quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Yeah.
So, fellas, single, attractive fellas, if you're listening, stop by my place. Kill that wasp's nest.
I was about to say you better follow up and
come
kill
by
that.
My place and kill it. But make certain you check out the website thisdateisover.com. Yeah. Post your bad date stories and relationship woes, and check out our latest blog post. It's called Mr. Africa. Hilarious. Make certain that you post your comments and do us a favor and share. You know, let people know that you're reading it, because it's hilarious.
I gotta check it out.
Check it out. Yeah. Check out Mr. Africa. Go to thisdateisover.com and check out Mr. Africa.
Mr. Africa. Oh my goodness, it's something about me there.
Yes, some Africans, just some. Some of them a little crazy. But tomorrow, doing a little impromptu get together. Gonna have some drinks.
Drinks.
You know, liquor all around. Let's all have a drink. So if any of you guys are free in the D.C. metropolitan area, we're gonna be at the San Antonio Bar and Grill in Northeast D.C. Gonna have some drinks from, you know, like 5 to 8.
5 to 8.
Happy hour specials in at 7 though. But the drinks are already cheap, so if you were really that pressed for a happy hour special drink, then
get there early.
But yeah, so join the thisdateisover.com team. Let's have a drink, you know, cocktails and conversations. You know, it's nothing formal.
Right. Just impromptu.
Yeah, impromptu get together.
Back.
Come on out. And speaking of other get togethers, the Flow. Fish Fry. August 1st. Forestville, Maryland.
And where? If Forestville,
Maryland, August 1st, 4 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets from rocktheflow.com/fishfry. That's rocktheflow.com/fishfry.
That's a mouthful right there.
I know, right? That's a lot. Just go to rocktheflow.com, okay?
And it'll be up there.
Yeah, get your tickets. They are $10. It's a way to support the radio station. You know, help us with our programming and supplies and materials and everything. So, you know, your support, your listenership is greatly appreciated. But we, of course, could use some of that folded money.
That money.
Yeah.
We Cha-ching. Don't mind the kind that jingles, but we rather have the kind that folds.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, tonight we are talking. It's going to be a little heavy, kind of, sort of, maybe. Yeah. We're talking about the domestic violence double standard, because there is definitely a double standard when it comes to domestic violence and violence against men.
Yeah.
In general, at the hands of women.
Very much so.
So, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. The number to the studio is 202 202-800-8100. If you are a victim of domestic violence, you know, male or female, you want to talk about it, give us a call. 202-800-8100. And if you witnessed it, call us. If you got something to say about it, call us. 202-800-8100. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And like our Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
We never get old. We just make mistakes. Sometimes hesitate or slow our pace. We never die. We just paint the days, oh, with blue and greens, and masquerading memories. I remember our first kiss underneath the streetlight skies. My nerve lost in your embered eyes. Yeah, a moment made eternity. These are the wonder years. These are the wonder years. These are the wonder years. The wonder years. We think we know it all. Too fly to ever fall. Oh, I swear we're 10 feet small. We think we're so wise. Afraid to take a chance. Too scared to take a stance. What we know is true romance. Oh, day we love, memorize the real feelings of passion, never ending. No. These are the wonder years. These are the wonder years. These are the wonder years.
These are the wonder years.
Wonder who to trust.
Are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Introducing Pitt Electric and Construction for all your residential, industrial, commercial electric and construction needs. We do electrical wiring, new construction, interior and exterior remodeling, tenant build-outs, security systems, fire alarms, and home electrical inspections. We have over 35 years of providing quality service to our customers. Plus, we are an 8A contractor. There is no job too big or too small for Pitt Electric and Construction. Call us today at 301-888-9335. That's 301-888-9335. Or online at pittelectric.com. That's PITT-electric.com. It's electric!
Listening to the Status Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie and DH.
What up, what up?
Coming to you live from the Iams Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. We're here every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Make certain you check us out and check out all the other great programming that is on this great station, because we got a lot of great stuff. Stuff that you're not going to hear on commercial radio. You know, we don't play the same song every 18, 19 minutes. Play whatever the hell we want to play. We play quality music.
Yeah.
Not that stuff that's going to necessarily poison your brain cells.
18 jams in a row are the same thing.
No thanks, because I'm not jamming. But you just heard music from The Foreign Exchange. The song was Come Around, and right before that was Jesse Boykins with Wonder Years.
Yeah.
Because these are the Wonder Years.
Yes,
oh,
indeed.
Boy. But tonight we're talking about the domestic violence double standard. But before we get into that, I know, DH, you got to tell us about network contracting.
Yeah, I got to tell you guys about network contracting services. Listen. Introducing to you Network Contracts Contracting Services, where we will take care of all your home and office needs, from handyman services to installing kitchens, baths, windows, doors, flooring, drywall, painting, and even carpentry. We also build houses and additions. So please call us today to get started at 202-722-7478. Once again, that's 202-722-7478. And that's for Network Contracting Services.
Well, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you very much, DH.
Quite welcome.
Yes, check out the website, thisdateisover.com, while you're at it. Do me that good favor.
Hey.
Read the latest blog posts. Talk about your relationships and bad dates. But yeah, tonight we're talking about the domestic violence double standard, because there is definitely a double standard when it comes to violence.
Oh, yeah.
Against men. And keep in mind the number is 202-800-8100-202-800-8100 if you want to chime in. But DH.
Yes, indeed.
I don't know. It seems like that there's been this paradigm shift, or maybe it hasn't. I don't know. But it seems to be more televised, you know, with women being more violent. Do you think women are becoming more violent, or is this something that's not new? Because, you know, I think about Real Housewives of this.
Yeah.
Love and Hip Hop. And that show that I really can't stand. Bad Girls Club.
Yeah.
And you just have women acting an utter fool, fighting, throwing stuff, just being completely unladylike.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just like never ending violence. And also, was it like Mob Wives?
Yeah.
That one too.
Yeah, it's all those crazy, you know, women character shows where that, you know, it's a bunch of women in a group. But to answer your question, I mean, I think, you know, I think they are, you know, a little violent, especially with these shows and things. But I think it's starting to be seen more, you know, violence in general, domestic violence per se, you know, male or female. But I think you're starting to see the other side of the spectrum, you know what I mean? Because for so long it's been kind of that this is a thing that only men do, you know, that, you know, men hit women and stuff like that. But you see a lot of situations where it's flip-flop. You know, or, you know, it's not even a domestic, it's not an abuse. It's like it's more of an altercation between the two versus one aggressor and one victim. You know what I mean? But to answer your question, I do think that there are some violent women.
So do you think they're becoming more violent nowadays?
I mean, I think so. I think so. I mean, especially if you're dealing with a very aggressive guy, you know what I mean? That sometimes they just
well, not even with the guys. I'm just talking about in general. Are women becoming more violent? Because with those shows, they're violent with other women, mostly.
Yeah, that's true.
So, do you think women are becoming more violent?
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. If you base it upon that, like those shows, yes. Every week there's a table getting flipped, somebody getting slapped, you know, a heel getting thrown or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that, you know, they are becoming more violent.
But even beyond the TV shows, I mean, you see it all over YouTube, you know, fight videos, you know, the Sharkeishas of the world who think it's cool to just walk up and sneak somebody in the face. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. And I mean, it's very sad to me. I don't know. I think maybe we are becoming more violent, unfortunately. But then again, I mean, that's the backbone of this country. We are a violent people. So this is nothing new. You know, cops and robbers and you know, cowboys and Indians. You know, just think about the origins of United States of America. And it was all based on violence, because a lot of these companies and people that are standing here of the, I guess, the so-called majority race are here because of violence, because of their violence towards our people and other people of this great nation. You know, they've taken things by way of
force.
Force and murder and just violence. So, I mean, it's really nothing new, but definitely it used to, I guess, be more of a masculine thing. It was a man's thing, but it seems like a lot more women are developing these masculine qualities and whatnot. And I don't necessarily think it's a great thing. And I'm all for, you know, equal rights and whatnot. You know, if we're on the same job, we should have equal pay. If I'm doing the same damn thing as you, I should not be expected to get paid less than you.
Yeah. But I agree with that.
Yeah, but the whole violence thing is, I don't know, there's definitely a lot of disparities, but it just really bothers me, because when you see the stuff that's on TV, especially, a lot of women, like young girls, are impressionable. They see that stuff. Well, she got all this money and she get on TV acting a fool and she fighting people and, you know, bitches this, bitches that. I mean, look at, what's the name, Jim Jones girl.
Oh, Chrissy.
Violent.
Yeah.
And people are like looking up to her. I'm just like, for effing what?
But
they see that and they think that it's cool for them to conduct themselves like that. And then you see all these YouTube videos where these girls are jumping other girls, or they're ready to fight boys and they're getting in the faces of these boys, or they're coming to other girls' houses and jumping them. Like that's acceptable.
Do you think that like let's use Chrissy for example. Do you think that like her situations or her violent activity is maybe kind of justified? Just like from how you know may know Jim Jones as how he is, like I mean, I don't know, I don't want to say that any violence is justified, but like just the way she reacts,
being expected.
I
don't know, because I'm not really that familiar with him, so I don't really listen to his music. I don't know. So is he a violent person? So I don't know.
I mean, because I've seen those early Love and Hip Hops, like New York, when they was, you know, they would have some pretty volatile conversations, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you have a heated discussion and, you know, you may say something that ticks somebody off, or just like how he still ain't married her. I don't think, you know what I mean?
But was he violent? That's what, because you're saying,
I don't know physical violence, not anything that I've seen personally.
Yeah, because you were saying I thought you were tying that into why she had an attitude. I'm trying to think of the only one I can remember from her being like overly violent. Well, actually, it's been a couple of times when she beat up
she getting a fight like in a shoe store or something. Like,
what? Don't know. The chick that's with, that had all the surgery, Kimbella.
Okay.
Who does she date? Joel Santana.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing her like assault her.
Right.
Without warning.
Yeah, that she like jumped from one couch to the next.
Right. Something ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. I think just like her, you know, for example, like, I think sometimes like it's just, I don't know if it's just a part of her persona that we really don't know personally, but she may just be a dominant person. You know
what
I mean?
She's a dominant, violent person. Yeah. You can be a dominant person without being violent.
Exactly.
But she's a violent person from what I've seen. I don't know her personally, but what I see, she seems to be a very violent person. Yeah. Just like Evelyn Lozada seems to be a very violent person.
Yo, that's crazy.
I don't know. I mean, she has a new show now. I'm supposed to be changing her ways, but all you've ever seen about her is her being violent.
Yeah.
Her being, you know, nasty.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, and I'm not saying that they don't egg these chicks on and try to just only show a certain part of their lives, but that's what you see.
Yeah,
you know, you cursing somebody out, you throwing something at somebody, you degrading somebody, you trying to fight somebody.
With these shows, I do think that's at the forefront. Like I said, every week is going to be a situation, and I think that it is kind of egged on. You know what I mean? They put them in situations where they can't control themselves sometimes when it's a situation that comes up. But I do think, you know, with the evolution of these shows and stuff, that women are becoming more violent, you know, and and, you know, kind of turning the tables.
Yeah, it's like the machismo has, like, did they even say that right?
Machismo.
It has shifted. Like, women are becoming more macho, and the ego is just as high as that of a man. It's like,
right. I don't know. I mean,
don't necessarily like it.
Because look, I'll say this as a disclaimer: like, I don't advocate no violence at all, male, female, any type of violence. You know what I mean? You know, and it's just, but it's crazy how, just a lot of times, like you said, I am starting to see more situations. You know, like the Florida State situation. You know, where she was violent off the break. You know, and just other situations in general, where just like even the Solange situation. You know what I mean? Like in the elevator, how she was going off.
Oh, Solange.
Yeah.
I thought you said Solange.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, going to, you know, back to the actual topic, you know, the double standard, the domestic violence double standard. Yeah, I mean, there's a huge double standard, because, you know, if you look at the whole Chris Brown Rihanna situation, like, he was taken through the ringer, you know, he's an abuser, he's this, he's that, and he had to, you know, do all these, you know, these public appearances to save face and, you know, go to counseling and, you know, rehab, whatever else he had to do to try to, you know, get his career and like I said, save face.
Right.
But you don't see Solange having to do that same thing. Like the way that she just wailed on Jay-Z in the elevator, and he didn't even hit her back. But if he would have, it would have been World War III. I can't believe you hit a woman. You did this.
Sponsors,
you did that.
Would have started pulling
Jay-Z's a woman beater.
That's all it would have saw. They could see her plain as day,
kicking the hell out of him.
And all he had to do was hit her once. I can't believe Jay-Z hit her after he got hit 20 times.
How dare he?
He shouldn't have touched her.
Why is there this double standard? I don't understand that. Like, why do women think that it's okay to put their hands on a man in a violent way?
I don't get it. Like, because, like, seriously, like, just even thinking about that footage, like, when that came out, like, that was the talk of the barbershop. Like, we was in there really, like, trying to figure out what happened and really trying to figure out that, you know, Jay-Z must have had the wherewithal to just understand the ramifications of what would have happened had he hit her. You know what I mean? And then even in the barbershop, we talk about the Florida State situation. Just how, you know, old girl just go off and hit him first, you know, and then...
She did everything... to provoke that situation.
And I mean, of course,
everything.
Of course, we're seeing this with no audio, so we're just going on pure speculation.
Yeah.
But
allegedly, right.
Right.
I mean, from what I saw, of course, this is just my interpretation of that Florida State video. They were both going to the bar.
Right.
She got to the bar first. He was excusing himself past the other lady and was trying to excuse himself past her, the blonde chick. She wasn't having it.
Right.
So she saw he was still trying to get through, so she moved her leg and her hips over to get in his way.
She's,
and then once he finally got through to where he needed to go, she's turned around. I mean, of course, you can see that she's exchanging words with him.
Yeah.
She allegedly called him the N-word, whatever.
Right.
And she has her fist up in the air. Like, she
kicks him first.
Yeah, I forgot, she did kick him, but she has her arms up like she's about to hit him. So he grabs her arms like, yo, that's not going down. But she catches him with a left hook. And he knocked the entire crap out of her. Like,
and it's like, what do you do? Like,
he knocked her into oblivion that night.
Into the library, man.
Right.
Like, real talk. And it's like watching it, like, it's like watching a train wreck, because you already know the ramifications of, you know, of what's gonna happen to him. And it just feels like everything happens to him and nothing happens to her.
Right. And that's the thing I don't understand.
She assaulted him.
She assaulted him first. Granted, both of them were in the wrong.
Right.
But she assaulted him first. So why should he have to suffer more of the consequences? I think she should be sued as well. Like, he got, kicked off the team?
Kicked
I don't even know.
Team.
Did he get kicked out of school?
Yes.
I don't know.
Kicked
but
off the team.
I would sue her. Like, I think she needs to pay for all the damage that she's caused. But let me wrap this up, because we're going to talk about this more after the break. But keep it right here on This Status of Radio, 202-800-8100, 202-800-8100. We'll be right back after the break.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Bye. Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Coffee has never tasted and felt so good. Introducing Organo Gold, your favorite new tea, coffee, and more. What sets us apart from others is that our coffee has a powerful and healthy ingredient called Ganoderma. Get your free sample today and find out more about Organo Gold. Change your coffee. Change your life. Just brew it. Contact local distributor Robin S. Daniels at 301-801-0057. That's 301-801-0057 or online at randr.organogold.com. That's randr.organogold.com. The Flow is now broadcasting live in the heart of downtown Washington, D.C. Be sure to check out some of our incredible programming like the Frankie Sheffield Show, Mondays 3 to 5 p.m., Big Al of the Jazz and Soul Radio Show, Tuesdays 9 to 11 p.m., Miss Marie on This Date Is Over, Wednesdays 9 to 11 p.m., Lee Manley on the Lee's Happy Hour Show, Saturday 10 to 11 a.m. for Sister Saturday with Peggy Morris and Class Act Radio with Karen and Crew, Saturdays noon to 2 p.m., The Bridge Show, hosted by Art Philbro, Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m., all right here on The Flow. If you can't tune into the show, no problem. We play back clips of the show around the clock so you can catch it at work, in the gym, at home, or on the road. Giving you soulful music, news, and talk. It's The Flow.
I'm not. alright.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with Miss Marie and DH, who was doing the nay-nay.
What up, what up?
In the studio. That was music from Robert Glasper featuring Lettucey. The song is going to be all right, because it's going to be all right.
Everything's going to be all right.
War is not the answer.
It's going to be
okay. Only love can conquer hate.
Say that. That's it.
Keep your hands to yourselves. So tonight we're talking about the domestic violence double standard. And the number to the studio is 202-800-8100, 202-800-8100. Now, one of the things I don't understand, especially when, you know, with the domestic violence double standard, you know, when a man hits a woman, even though I think this particular, you know, Florida State incident was justified,
yeah,
he has to go on this whole apology tour.
Yeah.
But when a woman hits a man, or is violent, period, there's no outpouring of, like, or outcry, like, oh, she needs to get help, she needs to do this, she needs to do that. And let me go back to, I forgot the chick's name, athlete who was drunk as a skunk. Is it
Hope Solo?
I believe so. Hope something. Yeah, Hope Solo.
Yeah.
But she was drunk as a skunk and was beating the snot out of her, like, her nephew and her sister, and got arrested. There was no outcry for her to, you know, get kicked off the team.
Right.
Her to take some you know, classes to rehabilitate herself and be less violent. None of that. I don't even know if it really made the headlines like that. It was like, here today, gone tomorrow.
Yeah, it's like, and I think this is unfortunate, but I really think it's, especially with athletes and celebrities and stuff, I think it's basically based upon what you're doing, you know. And that's unfortunate, because football is always in the limelight all year round. So I believe that, you know, this guy was, you know, at a big time school. He's supposed to be the guy coming in there, and, you know, it's big time news because this is a Florida State situation. But, you know, with her being an Olympic athlete, which is still big, you know, big time, but, you know, a lot of people not really thinking about it as much and saying, well, you know, this, it just kind of gets swept under the rug, you know what I mean? Like you said, it just kind of went away, and she really didn't have to do a lot of, you know, the apology tour.
Nope.
Like everyone else does.
She didn't have to go anywhere to clear her name.
Nah.
Really, she didn't have to do anything.
People just forget.
You're right. She just had to lay low, I guess. Maybe, perhaps. I don't know. I don't know what she had to do, but I didn't see her on anything trying to clear her name and apologize. Like, oh, you know, I need help.
I mean,
think about the Ray Rice incident.
Yeah. That man is completely blackballed out of the NFL right now. He can't get a job. He's fairly young. Still a good player. You know, he made a mistake. His wife forgave him.
Yeah, and that's the hard part, because I don't know when it comes to physical abuse, like, once is it true that once an abuser always an abuser? But at the same time, if a person who is an alcoholic abuses alcohol or abuses drugs, can be rehabilitated,
mm-hmm.
Does that theory not apply to somebody that's had an experience or issue with domestic violence?
I heard this. And this makes so much sense to me. Every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future. So, like, yes, something can happen. You can have a mental lapse in judgment, and something bad can happen, and have to take the ramifications. But, you know, you truly, and I don't agree with that. I mean, I don't agree with the fact that once an abuser, always an abuser, because, you know, maybe it was something that had been built up, and it happened once,
mm-hmm.
and you completely regret it. And my thing is,
if that was your sister,
yeah.
Would you be cool with her marrying somebody that clocked her, knocked her the entire hell out when she went night-night?
Yeah, I mean...
She went night-night.
Yeah, to be honest, and because you're not keeping 100 every week, like, I mean, at the end of the day, that's going to be her decision. Of course, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell her how I feel about it, you know, and I'm not going to be comfortable with it. I mean, I'll just be honest. But at the end of the day, if you decide to stay,
mm-hmm.
Now, as far as
that becomes scary. I'm sorry.
Right. As far as we know, just on this situation, on the surface, nothing else has happened. His wife's family has forgiven him. You know what I mean? And I'm like, you know, if they can forgive, you know, then regular people who are not close to the situation, you know, should be able to forgive. You know, and just like you said, if that happened with my sister, you know, God forbid, of course I'm not going to be comfortable with it.
You'd be ready to kill the dude.
Oh, of course. Well, he probably would. Probably.
Yeah. So how do you get through that? You know, being somebody's relative who's been a victim of abuse, it's like, dag, you know what? They got into a fight. Things got a little bit too heated. She got the short end of the stick. Can you really forgive that person? Because, you know, when it comes to abuse, it's a fine line. You know, I would hate to be like, you know what? I support you getting married to this guy that just laid hands on you. He knocked you out cold. Yeah. Like, it's going to be hard for me to accept that and want to go to your wedding seeing you. I'm like, dang, she's walking down the aisle and getting placed in the hands of a murderer.
Right.
Not saying that that's going to happen, but that's going to be in the back of my mind.
Right.
But then again, it goes back to what you were saying. Like, if she can forgive him, if her family can, then I guess the rest of the world has to back off.
Because at the end of the day, that's her life that she has to live. You can only, and this is how I feel like with any situation. I'm like, I can only give you my best opinion about how I feel. At the end of the day, you hold the final decision, and this is something you feel comfortable with, and that you feel like, you know, is a positive situation for you going forward, then I'm going to support you. You know what I mean?
It's going to be hard to support you.
Absolutely.
But you're going to do
hard.
It.
It's going to be hard.
It's going to be real hard.
I would believe, I hope, you know, that he's rehabilitated from that situation, not because of everything else that happened behind it, him losing his job and his career, you know, for the time being, but because, you know, that's a really deep situation and something that may have been going on for a while, or something that could have bubbled up and boiled over at that one point. But I hope for his sake, you know, for him and his wife's sake, you know, that's something they can move past and try to continue to build what they have there. And you know, just like we humans, we all make mistakes, you know, and he definitely got to see firsthand what the ramifications of his mistakes were that he made.
Yeah, I don't condone what he did, but I also find it very interesting, you know, because a lot of people, you know, have, you know, of course we got talk show, we got a lot to say about it, but there's other people that have a lot to say about it too. Like, yeah, he should lose his job, he should do this, he should do that. I said, but all the stuff that you've done in your relationships, you haven't lost your job. If people knew the stuff that you did in your personal life, but yeah, it sucks that, you know, when you're a public figure that your life is put under that kind of a microscope.
We don't judge Joe the Plumber the same way we do as, you know, professional athletes and,
right,
and actors and actresses. You know what I mean? And I think, right, I think what it is, because people feel like, you know, they invested something in these people.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel like they have a piece of what actually goes on in their life, when that's, you know, the furthest from the truth,
right,
of what it is. But I think we as people become too invested in athletes and celebrities anyway. But, you know, I think that's the main thing. Because, like, just like we said, Joe the Plumber, you know, isn't facing any ramifications of losing his plumbing career.
No.
You know, if he has a lapse of judgment, you know, and hits his wife. You know what I mean?
However, you know, this was made public because they released the video footage.
Right.
But at the same time, if Joe the Plumber, if that was released, that footage was released, he probably would have lost his job too. Because,
so?
I mean, it's happening nowadays. You think about it, the chick that was harassing and beating up those black teenagers that were at the pool party.
Yeah.
You know, people found out where she worked, and they sent a nice letter, and the people were haunting, or, you know, just constantly bombarding. I think it was like Bank of America or a subsidiary of Bank of America.
Yeah, yeah,
and she lost her job.
Yeah. I mean, because once it's, especially with big companies, once they get, big companies do not like any bad publicity, and they don't care if you mop the floors, you know, from 5 to 9, you know, if you're associated with them, they don't want to deal with it. And they just say, you know, well, you know, we'll have to let you go on those grounds. But a lot of stuff happens in the dark that never comes to light, and, you know, nobody ever has an idea, you know.
No.
And like you said, with the advent of social media and everything, you know, everything is accessible, and people
everything
will put you out there real quick.
And that's why I'm hating, like, I'm tired of seeing these fights on social media. I'm tired of seeing these chicks acting a damn fool, because, ladies, it is not cool. It really is not cool to be acting a damn fool and fighting. You know, like I said, war is not the answer.
Nah, man. We gotta love one another, man.
But, you know, if you are a victim of domestic violence, male or female, you know, please make sure that you contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. The number is 1-800-799-7233. 1-800-799-7233. Please get the help that you need to get through whatever it is that you are going through, because you should not have to deal with it alone. And I know it's a lot harder for men to come forward and say, hey, this is what's going on with me. So please, fellas, I encourage you to get the help that you need. You know, put the ego aside and do what you got to do. But I want to tell you guys really quickly about Epiphany Salon and Spa. Relax and enjoy the attentive hair care atmosphere at Epiphany Salon and Spa in Washington, D.C. Specializing in cuts, color, and healthy hair, we offer a variety of services for natural and relaxed looks. Ask about our formaldehyde-free keratin treatment or the therapeutic full-body massage services in our spa. Call 202-319-1600. That's 202-319-1600 to book your appointment or consultation today. So I know it's about that time for This Week in Black History.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
So, D.H., tell us what's going on this week in Black History.
I'll be more than happy to do that. Every time you play this music, I just get like a super chill vibe. I just love it.
We got the jazz. We got the jazz.
Hey, listen, everybody. This is D.H. It's like, nah, but this week in Black History, a lot of different things that happened this week in Black History. But back in 1972, Miss Shirley Chisholm became the first African-American presidential nominee with 151 votes from the delegation. That's pretty interesting. A black woman.
It is Shirley Chisholm.
Shirley. I love that right there. Give me 1 second. Of course, my system was shut down. This week back in Black History, back in 1949, F.M. Jones created two patents. One that I'm sure you're probably near and dear to is the air conditioning unit. We talked about over a few couple weeks. And also the starter generator.
All right.
So that's big time, man. I love when I find out some of these things that we've been using forever, you know, have been invented by black people. So that's definitely, definitely a great thing. Also, this week in Black History, it was the death of Miss Billie Holiday back in 1959. Man, if you don't know who Billie Holiday is, please just hit Google one time and go check that out. Very great entertainer. Also this week in Black History, back in 1942, Muhammad Ali, aka Cassius Clay, was born. One of the best fighters
to ever do it.
Man, flow like a butterfly.
The prettiest.
Sting like a bee. The baddest. All that good stuff. Excuse me. Also, and for this week, for my beautiful black woman, going to go with Miss Diane Carroll.
All right. Yes.
Diane Carroll. I've been watching some Different World.
Oh.
So, you know, if people don't know who Diane Carroll is, that's Whitley Gilbert's mother in Different World.
You know, Diane Carroll had her own like Barbie doll back in the day.
I heard that.
Yes. The 60s, 70s, I think. Yes.
Black is beautiful, man.
And I'm telling you. And she was also Jimmy's wife in the Five Heartbeats. I love me some Five Heartbeats.
Five Heartbeats.
Yes.
For the longest,
she's a gorgeous woman, honey.
For the longest, I just knew that the Five Heartbeats was like a real group.
Right.
I just knew that.
So apparently they were, according to this guy I met at a nursing home who
really?
Says he's JT.
Really?
Long story. But he said their group was called The Heartbeats. And I actually looked up the album. There was a group called The Heartbeats. But he said that he claims that Robert Townsend mixed his story, then The Heartbeat story, along with The Dells.
Hey, I'm going to have to look into that. That's
right. That's what he said. But I want to add another beautiful black woman to the list. And that would be Serena Williams.
Yes. Yes, indeedy.
Yes. Her 21st major, I believe, at Wimbledon.
Beast, man.
Yes. Because, you know, people talk about her like a dog. They call her, you know, a gorilla, a monkey. They want to they body shame her a lot. And
yeah, I don't know why, man.
She has an amazing body. She is amazingly gifted. She's probably one of the greatest, you know, athletes of our time.
Yeah.
And
hands down,
like, she works very hard at her craft, and she came from nothing.
Yeah.
And she worked very hard to get to where she is. And it sickens me that every time I turn around, it's always about how she looks and not, you know, what she's been able to accomplish. You know, she's accomplished her and her sister.
Yeah.
But it's always about their looks, you know.
I don't understand that, man. Like, I mean.
Double standard.
It is.
Roger Federer went something. It's not like, oh, man, you see those shorts he was wearing? Oh, look at his haircut. Oh, he needs a shave. He needs to do this. No. It's always something about her. And a lot of it's racially motivated as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I agree. because I just saw a picture of another tennis player that I'm like, nobody's dogging her out.
Right.
And she's of the lighter descent, but you know, much love to my girl Serena.
Yes. Holding it down. So Serena, you also beautiful black woman.
Yes. And Serena, call me.
Yes. You can call the studio if you want to reach DH 202-800-8100, 202-800-8100. We're talking about the domestic violence double standard. So going back to actually the topic.
The double standard.
Double standard. It's a lot of double standards.
That's a lot.
Unfortunately.
I think this one gets overshadowed, though.
It really does. It really does. So like I said, you know, when especially somebody in the public eye, when a male puts his hand on a woman.
Yeah.
It's World War III. I can't believe he did such a thing. You remember, I think it was, wasn't it Stephen A. Smith? Didn't he get suspended for a time because he made a comment about women provoking men?
Yeah.
So do you think that women provoke men? Stop being afraid to answer the question how you really feel.
y'all got to understand, man. You know, I don't like to make no waves. But I do think that in some situations, you know, even though it's not appropriate, you know, I do think some situations could be provoked.
I do too.
You know, and
now I'm not saying that it gives you license to put your hands on anybody, but I mean, it happens on both ways. You know, I was looking at, I forgot the guy's name. What was the guy that used to be on Bill Burr. I was looking at one of his specials on Netflix as I was, you know, packing up some things, and he said, these domestic violence commercials have it all wrong. He said, no, you shouldn't hit a woman, but don't ever say there's not a reason to do so.
Right.
He said, there's plenty of reasons to do so. He said, you know, people, they'll go for your jugular to talk about how small your penis is, how much they hate your mother, and how much you're not making enough money, and how much you don't satisfy them, and you don't provide for the kids. So they do everything to hurt your feelings and just make you feel low. And of course, you might lash out and slap the person, but that doesn't mean you have a right to. But he said that there is a good reason to want to attack somebody, but it doesn't give you license to actually do so.
Right.
Just like, you know, I could be poor, I don't have any money, and you know, this particular store wouldn't serve me, so I decided, well, if you're not going to serve me, I'm going to steal from your store.
Right.
Doesn't give me license to do that, but I felt like I had, you know, a reason to do it, right or wrong.
And then if you do that act, you have to
suffer the consequences.
Exactly.
Right. So the same goes for domestic violence. But we do have a call. Oh, they hung up. My bad. Call us back. Sorry. 202-800-8100 is the number to the studio. And get back to your calling time. My bad. But yeah, the double standard.
Yeah, I think it's like you said, it's really overshadowed because this happens a lot more than we know. You know, where
it does,
women are the aggressors.
Yes. I think, you know, in most cases, men are the aggressors. Mm-hmm. That's the unfortunate norm, that men are the aggressors. But, you know, women are definitely, you know, getting up there with being more aggressive. But then again, I keep going back and forth with that because, like I said, the foundation of United States of America, the foundation of the world, it's violence, you know. Yeah. So we're built on violence. So should we not expect that? I don't know. I don't even know how to discuss that. But caller, are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Howard. I'm calling from Lanham.
Hey, Howard.
Howard, what up, man?
What's happening? So I hear that y'all topic of discussion is there a double standard on domestic violence?
Yes.
You damn skip me. It's a double standard on domestic violence. Excuse my language, but it is. I used to work for an organization called the National Organization for Victims Assistance.
Uh-huh.
And pretty much the name of the organization pretty much explains itself.
Right.
But what I used to do the database. And I put in like a whole bunch of names for, you know, people who were victims advocates in different states. So one day, they left me in the office by myself, and I had to answer the phones. And you'd be surprised at the number of guys that would call, and they needed to know who they could contact so that they could pretty much let it be known that their wife was abusing them. Because when they called the police station, the police officers would laugh at them. And
that's unfortunate. Like, why would you laugh at me? I'm telling you that somebody's harming me, and as a man, like, I'm stronger than a woman. I don't want to hurt her, but you're going to laugh at me when I'm trying to ask you for help? Wow.
I mean, yeah, because, I mean, you know, I mean, even growing up, you know, when, the, you know, they say, you know, don't fight a girl. If you fight a girl, you know, you lose either way, because if you win, hey, you just beat a girl.
Right.
And if you lose, you got whooped by a girl. So right. Either way, you done lost. So, I mean, it's kind of, yeah, it's a double standard.
Howard, let me ask you real quick, man. When they called in, like, could you feel kind of where they were maybe ashamed of having them reported, or like, you know,
they was talking low and everything, like they was whispering, like they didn't want nobody in the house to hear them. Yeah, they was very ashamed, but they also wanted to help, because I mean, when you stuck in that web like that, you know, if you married, and then say, you know, it was a good dude,
right.
He married and he don't want to, you know, just leave his wife, but he also don't want to, you know, go home and be getting whooped every night.
Exactly. So what advice would you give to, you know, if there's some men out there listening right now who are going through this, what advice would you give to them?
Oh, no matter what, you got to walk away. I mean, and then sometimes they won't let you walk away. So, you know, sometimes, you know, you might be trying to walk away. You're like, all right, you know, this argument is going wrong. I don't want it to go. You're getting aggressive. I'm feeling unsafe. And then you try to leave. And then they grab you by your collar and rip your North Face hood off and stuff or something like that.
Mm.
Not saying that's happened to me, but it can happen.
Yeah. That. So do you think an abuser can be rehabilitated?
Yeah. It'll take a lot of therapy and stuff like that, but yeah, they can be rehabilitated. I mean, it's not one of them things. It's a long process. They probably
it
have
is.
To go to like... you know, like how people on intervention got to go to Betty Ford Clinic. I mean, they probably got to go to stuff like that. You know, it takes a while. Because, I mean, you know, that aggressive behavior, it don't just come overnight. So it's not going to go away overnight.
But think about it. It's like we're just grown children. Because what happens with a child? If another child says something to a child that they don't like, they'll haul off and clock them in the face.
Right.
In a lot of cases. So, yeah, it's not a good thing. You're not supposed to do that. But it happens. It's like we're still acting out our childhood. So how do we actually break out of that? Because if somebody pisses you off, you are, you know, liable to go off and wild out and hit them in the face or wherever. Or just be violent in general.
You got to control your emotions. People got to learn to control their emotions. Because, I mean, you know, your emotions can take you anywhere. But
yeah.
You got to know you got to understand what it is you're feeling at the moment and understand if it's right or wrong.
That's true.
A lot of times people don't take out the time to figure out what they're feeling.
And people don't, I mean, I guess because I don't think that a lot of guys and women really, I mean, I think women are more expressive.
Yeah.
But I don't think a lot of guys know how to, you know, be more expressive. And I think both of us, you know, struggle with having mature emotions, because I know I've been in a situation where I put my hands on a guy. Was not a smart move, but I mean, I can tell you guys a story. But it was not a smart move, but yeah. I had gotten into a really nasty argument. Well, I should say my ex-boyfriend was like screaming at me and yelling at me at my house. So, of course, my ego, I'm just like, no, you are not going to talk to me like that in my house.
Right.
I said, get your stuff. Get the F out of my house.
Right.
He wouldn't leave. And I was like, oh, no, you're leaving. You're getting out. Whether I have to put you out, you're going to get out. So I should have just said, hey, I'm going to call the police and have him escorted out of here. No, my ego said, grab him by the throat and kick him out yourself.
Oh, no.
Not a good move.
Not a good
So we got to fight him.
No good.
Did you win?
Hell no.
See?
Hell no, I didn't. Well, I mean, of course, he didn't punch me or nothing like that, but we definitely was tussling around on the floor.
Right.
I ended
were
up with
a police call?
Yes.
And who went to jail?
Neither one of us did, because he left before they got there.
Oh, well, good job by him.
Right.
Because, I mean, I've seen on the cases, I know people that they've gotten to the same situation like that. And then, they both ended up going to jail. And then the second time, you know, because I told the brother, I said, man, you can't put your hands on that girl. You just got to walk away. And he thought about it the second time, and he walked away, and she ended up in jail. And you know how women are when they in the cuffs and they're going to jail. All tears coming
mm-hmm.
out.
Yeah,
so, you know.
But I think, but even still, even with me grabbing him, which I totally do not condone, because first of all, men are, you know, biologically stronger than women in most cases.
Right.
So it's not a good move. It's not a smart move. But at the same time, you know, I was within my right to do so, because at that time I told him to leave. He was a trespasser. So I can do what I got to do to get you out of my house. Not a smart move on my behalf, but it is what it is.
Right.
So once I tell you to get out of my house, Because he was, you know, he was breaking some of my stuff and slamming my closet doors. And my stuff is all glass. So I was like, oh, no, you got to go. But hindsight, it's always 20/20.
Of course.
Definitely not a good move on my part to put my hands on anybody. Because, hey, like, what am I really going to do? Really. So, but Howard, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate you sharing your feedback. And make sure you check out the website, too, thisdateisover.com, and post your bad day stories and check out our blog post.
All right, I'll check it out.
All right, thanks. But yeah, that wasn't a smart move on my part at all.
Nah, but you know, sometimes you heat in the moment, you just don't
think. Yeah, and that's the sad part. It's like we definitely are not thinking in the heat of the moment. And I think men get a lot of the shorter end of the stick when it comes to domestic violence situations. But it doesn't make it right on either side of the coin.
Right.
But it's the second hour of This Date Is Over Radio, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave.
Get it.
And I don't know what to say. I just want to say, keep your hands to yourselves.
Yeah, man.
I know it's hard. I know we get so emotional and get caught up in the heat of the moment. But keep your hands to yourself. You know, the only reason you should be slapping on anything or anybody is in the bedroom, honey.
Can I get an amen?
You know, when you hitting it is when you should be hitting it, okay?
Yeah, already.
So, you know, if it's not a loving tap, then keep your hands to yourselves. You know, I know it can be hard. We get caught up in the heat of the moment. I know. I've been that person. I've been that woman to lay hands on a guy. And I would not, if I could do it all over again, I would not have done that. I would have never grabbed him. I think he might still have the scars in his neck from it. But I would never, ever, ever recommend doing that. Because I could have lost my life. Now, who knows? Because, you know, one of the things I think a lot of women fail to realize, or people in general, is that when you hit somebody, the adrenaline just pumps up, and they're not seeing you as, oh, this is a woman that hit me. It's fight or flight.
Yeah.
So I'm going to whoop your ass to protect myself to get you off of me.
Yeah.
And people don't see that. So ladies, you know, if you want to hit a man, be prepared to get hit back like a man.
Hey, I'm going to let you say that. I didn't say anything. I feel you, though. I mean,
that's just reality.
Yeah.
It's not the 80s. It's not the 90s when men were a little bit more considerate and had, you know, a little more self-restraint. That's not the case anymore.
But I feel like just in general, like if I got to hit you to get my point across, I gotta chill.
Right.
I've only been taken to that point of even thinking about that, you know, once. And it scared the hell out of me because that's not in my character.
Uh-huh.
So I know when I got taken to the point where I thought about it, like it crossed my mind. I was like, yo, I got to chill. Like I seriously, like, and I'm keeping it 100 with y'all because I rock with y'all, America. You know what I'm saying? Like real talk. I got taken to that point where I thought about it and said, yo, D, you are tripping right now. And I had to remove myself from the situation, like at my house and everything. I left. Because I couldn't have that. You know what I mean? And that's not.
And that's the best thing to do. If you feel like you are getting to that point where you feel like you need to get violent or it's creeping up, leave.
Yo,
and that's what I should have done. I was in my home, but it was my ego. Like I said,
yeah.
I think a lot of women, it's an ego thing. Like, oh, who does he think he is talking to me like that?
Yeah.
Who do you think you are? Like, no. Put the ego aside and just take a moment to leave, to cool off, do what you got to do, get the authorities involved if necessary, but try to take that time apart. That way you both can have, you know, clear minds and cool heads. And, you know, in that particular situation, alcohol was involved.
Right.
So that added fuel to the fire. So not a great thing.
Yeah. I mean, and it's crazy. Like I'm sitting here thinking about that. Like, you know, I'm always lighthearted. Like I'm always, everything is cool and funny, but that was a true moment where I was taken completely out of character, and I had the wherewithal to be like, you know, had to understand that this is not something that's ingrained in me.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something that I do, you know, and I have to be a whole lot smarter. You know what I mean? It just would have made any situation worse. So I had to separate myself from the situation and then promptly end that situation after I calmed down, because I just can't do it. Anytime I'm taken to the point where I'm getting completely out of character, that's just not the situation for me. Because
right.
If I think about it once, that means I may think about it again. And that's just a fact of the matter. Like that's just a real live thought right there. Like
right.
You know, you have to be able to understand that if somebody is taking you to this point where you're not being yourself, where you're no longer being DH, you know, you're not being, you know, Darian anymore, like you're somebody else, then you got to remove yourself from that situation.
Remove yourself. And you know what? You know, there should be equal outrage when men, you know, hit women and when women hit men. You know, think about it. You know, we made light of the situation when Solange was assaulting Jay-Z. They even did a skit about it on SNL. Do you think they're going to do a skit about Ray Rice beating his wife?
Nope.
No. Do you think they're going to do a skit about Chris Brown beating on Rihanna?
Nope.
No. Because people would go effing crazy. So you should have that same outrage when they make light of men being assaulted, which is not cool. It's not cool to assault anybody.
Yeah, keep your hands to yourself. And anytime you feel like, you know, fist the cuffs got to get involved, man, you really have to assess the situation that you're
in. And I understand that things happen, because I know if somebody were to get into my mother's face and say something off color to one of my parents, I might just lose it. That there is a chance that I might get violent. I'm not saying that it's the right thing to do, but that's just something I know about myself.
That's I'm telling y'all, like, I laugh in a joke and I come on here and everything is cool and dandy. But if you do anything to to mess with my family situation, it's gonna be you or it's gonna be you.
Right.
Ain't no me or you. It's you or you. You and you.
And I have been in a situation where somebody was taking me there, and I said,
play them games,
I had to pray real hard. I said, because I'm going to hurt her something bad. I said, you say one more thing to my mother, and it's going to be lights out for you, lady.
And we'll play them type of games. And then I always feel some type of way, because, you know, I think my parents are saints, man. You meet my parents, like, you may agree. So, like, if anybody take my parents to a whole nother level, then I feel like I just got to compensate for them and go crazy for them, because, you know, they don't bother nobody. You know what I mean? And for somebody to take them there, oh, don't worry, I'll pick up your slack for you. I'll handle it for you. But yeah, man, anytime you in those types of situations, man, you gotta promptly exit. Like, seriously.
It's hard, but you gotta remove yourself from the situation. And please, I just wanted to encourage us to stop making light of it when it happens in the reverse. You know, it's not cool for a man to get hit, and I think it's really shameful that the police would even laugh at a guy who's being assaulted by a woman. That's not cool. And I think it takes a lot for a man, especially, to call the police for something like that, because, I mean, that's not really looked upon as being manly, but I think he's trying to avoid the conflict.
Because if he hit her, the police gonna come and yoke him up, no questions asked. Good night, it's time to roll. You know what I mean? And that's unfortunate, but that's just a fact of life, man. And I would hope that if this is happening and the police is laughing at you, hey, call somebody else, because
I would want to talk to one of their supervisors. Like, seriously,
I called you
for help and you laughed at me.
Yeah.
Because my wife was hitting on me. That's not cool.
Not up in here.
That's not cool. But we're about to go to break.
Let's do it.
Keep it right here on This Date Is Over Radio. The number to the studio is 202-800-8100. I'm going to play some music from Anthony Hamilton. Actually, this was the Make Up Monday song of the day. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Can't stay away from you too long. Even if I do, I'll always call. Checking on you, make sure you're okay. Be the one to brighten up your day. Yeah, yeah, and the point of it all, I love you. Yeah, you know I love you, baby. Oh, my days seem long whenever we're apart. It's like someone has stolen away my heart. You're a major part of my life.
And no matter what the storm may bring, I'm fine with you. And the point of it all, I love you. And the reason for it all, I love you. Oh, I love.
I love.
Oh, I love. Oh, I love you, girl. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh. I can't stay,
away too long.
I can't stay away from you, baby.
I can't stay away.
Don't wanna be without you.
All the things that we've been through and going through, and stepping back to view the picture, hoping for a brighter day, girl.
Stuck up in the sky, and
yeah, somehow
we got stuck. How do we get back down to love?
Oh, how do we get back to love? Back to love. Back to love. Get back to love.
Oh.
Baby, come here. Let me kiss your temple, breathe in your ear, and cool you down. Get out your suitcase, let's take a trip. Call up the job, tell them you're sick. Making reservations, back to love. Your happiness is what I'm for. How's Amsterdam? Down to Spain, into Morocco, Marrakesh. Take off the flesh, keep it fresh, decompress. We've come so far. Wanna get back to love? We get back to love. How do we get back to love? Baby, back to love. We get back to love. How do we get back to love? Like the fruit that falls from the trees, stronger than the rose that grows from the concrete. We can bask in the light of the sun, feel the love revolving around us.
Whoa! These are way better snacks!
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Introducing Pitt Electric and Construction for all your residential, industrial, commercial electric and construction needs. We do electrical wiring, new construction, interior and exterior remodeling, tenant buildouts, security systems, fire alarms, and home electrical inspections. We have over 35 years of providing quality service to our customers. Plus, we are an 8A contractor. There is no job too big or too small for Pitt Electric and Construction. Call us today at 301-888-9335. That's 301-888-9335. Or online at pittelectric.com. That's PITT-electric.com.
It's electric!
But the whoa! These...
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie and DH. Really?
What up, what up?
You just heard music from Bilal. The song was Back to Love, because we need to get back to love.
Back to love.
Right before that was Anthony Hamilton with The Point of It All.
Yeah,
I love you. And that was the Makeup Monday song of the day. Make sure that you're checking out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and check out our weekly blog. We have our latest blog post out right now. It's called Mr. Africa.
Mr. Africa.
Dude was effing crazy, from what I read. So check it out. Check it out. Also, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Date Is Over, and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Tomorrow we're getting together for some drinks, some cocktails and conversations. Nothing formal, just some cool people at a low key bar.
Yeah.
So you don't gotta wear your Sunday's best.
Sunday. Every time I hit it, I think of Kurt Frank.
I mean, it's going to be coming after work. So from 5 to 8 on tomorrow, yeah, we're going to be at the San Antonio Bar and Grill in Washington, D.C. That's in Northeast. And also, August 1st, The Flow is having a fish fry fundraiser in Forestville, Maryland. It's only $10 a plate.
$10.
Show your support. The fish fry. Get you some fish, french fries, and a beverage.
Hey, this sounds like a good time.
A smashing good time. You can get your tickets from rocktheflow.com/fishfry. Fry it up in Forestville. I love me some fish now.
Yeah, me too.
So come on out. Show your support. We'd love to have you there.
Absolutely.
But go ahead, DH.
Listen, guys. I got to tell y'all about network contracting services.
Services or solutions?
Let me introduce to you guys network contracting services. Where we will take care of all your home and office needs, from handyman services to installing kitchens, baths, windows, doors, flooring, drywall, painting, and carpentry. We also build houses and additions. So do me a favor, call us today to get started at 202-722-7470. Once again, that's 202-722-7470. And this is DH for Network Contracting Solutions. Services.
See, I keep getting mixed up. I was like, is it solutions or services? I can't keep up.
I had it. Every time I see that, it's all good.
That
but please, hit them up, man. They do some great work, and make sure you're calling them and getting everything taken care of, man. Network Contracting Services.
Network Contracting Services. And I want to go to Facebook real quick because, cool, you know, tonight we're talking about the domestic violence double standard, because there's definitely a double standard when it comes to domestic violence. And I asked the group, you know, because we do have a very lively Facebook discussion group. So just Google it or look it up on Facebook. Just search for This Date Is Over. That's our discussion group. It's hilarious. But I asked, you know, do you believe that women and girls today are becoming more violent? Why or why not? And my girl Bako said yes. She said, hell yes. Women think that they have a right to put to hit men and nothing will happen to them. I don't understand that. And honestly, I blame the media for promoting this ratchet reality where all the women pretty much debase themselves for a little cash.
Debase? Deface, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, it's definitely a shame that a lot of women, you know, put themselves out there to act like utter fools and, you know, what is really causing to society. But I don't know. But William, he said yes, but dudes are acting more feminine also, so it's a balance. It's balancing itself out. Wow. Tabitha said, absolutely. Number one, it's socially acceptable. Number two, everybody wants to be the baddest bitch. Number three, the law makes it acceptable. I can hit that man, but if he hits me back, he's going to jail. and number four, too many sensitive ass dudes out there. I don't know about the dudes being sensitive. Well, I mean, there are a lot of sensitive dudes out there, but as far as being more violent, I don't think that's really necessary. Joe said yes, without a doubt. Chuck said, hell yes, attitude is more prevalent in today's society. Carrie says no, it's because it's just more camera phones and outlets like WorldStar. So he's saying that women really aren't becoming more violent. They've always been violent. It's just that we got these cameras and
now we've seen
and we have more outlets to see them.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't know, but yeah, I don't like it. That's why social media and technology is a gift and a curse. You know, it's supposed to be done for to help and aid in our lives, but it's definitely become a hindrance.
I agree.
Yeah, and I'm just really tired of seeing these fight videos.
It's a lot.
It's so many. It is so many. It's just these chicks fighting dudes, and that's the thing. I see so many of the videos where guys and young guys are trying to exercise restraint without laying hands on a woman or a girl, but she will do everything in her power. She'll punch him in the face, and she'll do this. And going back to the Florida State thing,
yeah,
it's something that a lot of people were saying. Well, he should be suspended. He shouldn't have hit her that hard. Like, you don't know the levels to which you're going to hit somebody after you've been clocked in the face. Like I said, it's fight or flight.
Exactly.
So if somebody attacks you, you can't necessarily gauge how hard you're going to hit them. Because I've been in a situation, too. I was at a show, and I was looking at a performance, and this girl hit me on my arm. Like, if she hit me, well, it felt like it was a hard hit. Like, oh, look at this. And I, without even thinking, I was like, what the hell is your problem? And I hit the crap out of her. I didn't mean to hit her that right. hard, but it just was like a natural reaction because the way that she hit me, I was like, yo, like, she hit me like we about to fight. So I hit her back. And it, yeah. I mean, granted, we were able to squash it.
Okay.
But I was like, yo, don't put your hands on me like that.
Nah, you can't do that, man.
Right. You can't gauge how you're going to hit somebody. Granted, you could try your best to exercise restraint. But as I said before, ladies, the men ain't like they used to be. They're not as chivalrous as they used to be. So if you gonna hit him like he's a bitch on the street, he gonna hit you like you a bitch on the street.
Yeah, and I mean, just anybody is not gonna, just like we said with the Florida State situation during the break. Like, what if old girl had a knife and like tried to cut him? Would it then be okay for him to defend himself?
Right.
You know, what if she was pulling out a pistol or something? You know what I'm saying? Like she was the aggressor and she hit him. So I'm supposed to use restraint. I don't know what you packing. I don't know if you Ronda Rousey. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, because Ronda Rousey would have knocked him out. You know what I'm saying? Got him. So, like.
But I don't think she would have taken it that far. I don't think she would have been the instigator.
Right. But I mean, just in general, like, you don't know the background of this girl. So she could have been an MMA fighter. Nobody knows. Like, you know what I'm saying? And she hauls off and hit old boy. You know, she could have knocked him out.
I really hope something happens to her. Not in a physical way, but I want her to be sued. I want her to lose her job or her scholarship or her to be kicked out of school because her behavior was just as bad as his. She got the shorter end of the stick, but she started it. She laid hands on him first.
Yeah, that, I agree wholeheartedly. And I don't, and especially, and I feel like especially she should be punished because he has suffered, you know, he suffered a lot of loss, you know, in this. You know, lost, you know, school or potential dollars, you know, had he, you know, play, you know, continue to play and move on to the next level, lost education, you know, now he's on an apology tour, you know, apologizing like.
And, I mean, it pisses me off even more that it's a black man, because I don't know, like if this was a white guy, I'm wondering, would it be, you know, would his sentence have been as harsh? You know, and she supposedly, you know, laying out those racial epithets to him and saying derogatory things as he's trying to restrain her and trying to, like, de-escalate the situation. So exactly. That makes me doubly as pissed. Like, this black man is on TV having to apologize. And for what?
Defending himself.
Against some blonde-haired, blue-eyed devil at the bar.
It's the world we live in, man. You can't.
And I'm not
yourself.
Saying all people with blonde hair and blue eyes are the devil, but I think she acted in a devilish manner at the bar.
You can't
but
defend yourself, man.
202-800-8100. 202-800-8100 is the number to the studio. But I don't know. I don't. I don't agree with him being expelled. Maybe he gets suspended a couple of games. Yeah, because I have to look at that bar. Was he even supposed to be in there in the first place?
Well, it's a campus bar.
Okay.
That they do have that throughout the South. It's a campus bar. 18 to chill, 21 to spill.
Okay.
So
he did have a right to be there.
Right, he did have a right to be there. They did say on the... on Good Morning America, Michael Strahan asked him, what was he drinking?
Uh-huh.
He didn't give an answer. You know, he said no comment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because the media is going to try to play it. Well, he was drinking. So.
That's the reason.
That's the reason he hit her, because he was drinking.
That's the reason he defended himself against this person that was hitting him. But I don't know. We got a call on the line. So, Carla, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay, they just hung up.
I'm losing everybody
today.
Call us back
202-800-8100. I know I lost a couple of calls today, but it's all good. But I mean, domestic violence is not the answer. So if you are experiencing any type of domestic violence and whatnot, please give a call to the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Male or female, fellas, don't be ashamed to call and ask for help and ask for guidance, because I know, like, I think it was Howard was his name, like he said, you know, men have gotten laughed at for being hit by women, and that's not cool. So if you need somebody to talk to, you don't feel like you can talk to your friends about it, because they will make fun of you and say you're getting hit by a girl and you're doing this, you're doing that, and they try to make you feel like you soft or a sucker, call the National Domestic Violence Hotline and get the help that you need and figure out a way to get out of that situation or to possibly get your partner help. The number is 1-800-799-7233. That's 1-800-799-7233.
And as an adult, man, like, don't be ashamed to come forward with anything, you know, that can help you. You know, if you're having a situation, get help. You know what I mean?
I know. Please get help. So, please. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, D, what's up? This is Mitch.
Yo, what's up? What's up, man?
Hey, not too much, man. Had to finally listen to the show.
So, where are you calling from?
Sound good.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from Camp Springs, Maryland.
Okay, so what did you want to add to tonight's discussion about the domestic violence double standard?
Hey, you know, I was listening to the discussion a few minutes ago about the young man in Florida State. You got to understand that situation he was in, and he didn't. He's a college athlete, a football player. Don't forget, he's Jameis Winston's replacement. And we all know the scrutiny that Jameis Winston was under while he was at Florida State.
True.
So the first thing this guy does when he gets to campus, he goes out and gets into an altercation with a young lady who pretty much probably has nothing to lose. But, of course, he does. He has potential millions. So what he has to do in that case, he has to take that hit. Hell, he got to take the knees of the balls. He can't do anything.
Yeah.
Mm. And it sucks to be in that situation. It's like, damn it, I just want... Yeah, that's right, because you're not a regular kid anymore. You're not a regular student anymore, so you got to kind of pick your battles.
He's Florida State's future starting quarterback. That's a springboard to the NFL. The guy he's replacing is going to be starting on Sundays. You know, he graduated early to get the job.
So what was the issue with Jameis Winston?
To play football.
So what happened with Jameis Winston for people out there who don't know?
Well, you know, we all know Jameis Winston had his troubles at Florida State. He was accused of rape.
Mm-hmm.
He survived that.
Stole crab legs.
He was the crab leg. Oh, yeah. Lord. Is he from Maryland?
You know,
he got suspended for dropping some bad language in the cafeteria. Yep. So, you know, the program was already under the microscope. So what he can't do is get into anything and have it on videotape.
Yeah.
He's in a situation where he has to walk a straight line until he leaves that campus, and he didn't do it.
So you think he should have been suspended?
Double standard. Was he right? Was he wrong? Hey, was he justified? Yes. Should he have walked away? Absolutely.
It's hard to walk away when somebody punch you in your damn face, but yeah.
It's hard, but I mean, Mitch, you said it, though. I mean, you said it right there that you got to understand the situation you're in and what's at stake. And
right, because you're held to a higher standard.
You are. And that's just the fact of the matter. I mean, and even, you know, people don't want to realize that, but we are, you know, when you're in a public figure, mm-hmm. you know, you are held to a different standard, and he should have stood down. That's why he's on the apology tour and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Right. That's the situation he walked into when he decided to graduate high school early to get to Florida State to try to win that job.
And now he lost it. I don't think it's fair that he lost that job, though, but that's just, I don't think it's fair at all. But yeah, he should be, I mean, I know he's held to a higher standard, but I don't think that he should have lost it all because of that. And I think
he walked into a situation where he really had to walk the straight and narrow. If he had gone to some school, maybe out in the Midwest, maybe, you know, a school that's not as scrutinized as the Florida State program, perhaps. But keep in mind, the spotlight that's already on this program because of Jameis Winston, who's now in the NFL.
Yep. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Mitch.
Make sure you check out the website, too, thisdateisover.com.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Oh, yes. That's my jam right there in the background now.
It is.
I love me some old school, like 80s music. It's not a game, but we got to go to commercial, so keep it right here on This Date Is Over Radio. The number is 202-800-8100, 202-800-8100 to call us in the studio. Chime in on tonight's topic, the desk. Really? The desk. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, desk. No, the domestic violence double standard is what I was trying to say. But keep it right here on The Flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks!
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Coffee has never tasted and felt so good. Introducing Organo Gold, your favorite new tea, coffee, and more. What sets us apart from others is that our coffee has a powerful and healthy ingredient called Ganoderma. Get your free sample today and find out more about Organo Gold. Change your coffee. Change your life. Just brew it. Contact local distributor Robin S. Daniels at 301-801-0057. That's 301-801-0057 or online at randr.organogold.com. That's randr.organogold.com.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Date Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on The Flow.
And it begins. He walks outside for a cigarette break and thinks how many cigarettes does it take. He takes a long drag with the sun in his eye. He squints, he thinks, he starts to sigh. Sometimes he cry when he think about his girlfriend on his side. She held him down, she made him better. Fuck the love, too fucked up weather. And she thinking about her life with no more work, just being a wife. But instead her love, she gave it to a man who fought against her lovely plans. So when she go to work, plus go to school, plus fight for love, she must
just a little bit. Love it. Just a little bit. Fight it. Just a little bit. Love it. Just a little bit.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie, and DH. What's up, DH?
What up, what up?
It's that Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
The late, great Michael Jackson. I can't help it.
Can't help it.
I can't help it.
Cannot help it.
Cannot help it. Right before that was music from Rafael Sadiq and Q-Tip. The song was We Fight, We Love.
Yeah.
You got to fight for love.
Got to.
If you're going to fight, fight for love.
Fight for it.
Yes, but we got a call on the line. Actually, did they even introduce the show? Like, we're talking about the domestic violence double standard here on This Date Is Over Radio. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Erica. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, Erica.
CLT in the building.
I love Charlotte. I ain't been to Charlotte in a while. I love me some Charlotte.
Hey, me too, man.
But what did you want to add to tonight's topic, the domestic violence double standard?
I absolutely think there's a double standard when it comes to domestic violence. I think that there's an issue with, number one, I think women are very, or can be, very aggressive sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and don't realize it, just in a lot of different ways. But as far as that's concerned, I think that, you know, the whole issue about men being able to defend themselves is really, and I was just having a conversation earlier with someone about this, but no one really wants to talk about it, I guess, because women think that men are just so hard, and they just don't have feelings, and they're impenetrable, and they're, you know, but honestly, men are very fragile.
They are.
And from my experience, and to be in that kind of situation, you know, is serious on both ends, and I don't think it's taken very seriously from a man's perspective, just because women have a tendency to think that men are... I don't know.
They're supposed to be the stronger sex, you know. And I mean, just like I said earlier, we make light of when it's the other way around. Because like I was saying, you know, if there was an SNL skit about Chris Brown beating up Rihanna, it would have been a crazy uproar. But they could make a skit about Solange attacking Jay-Z, and that's okay.
Erica, let me ask you real quick. What do you think can be done? What do you think can be done going forward to kind of maybe help with the domestic violence double standard? Like as far as, you know, men not being ashamed to come forward, or, you know, just in those situations altogether, what do you think can be done on that front?
I can't hear anything.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Can you repeat it, please?
I'm sorry. All right, Erica. What do you think can be done? You know, as far as some things that can be done that can kind of help quell the issue for the double standard. So some things that can be done to kind of bring it to light that this does actually happen, and some things to kind of fix the double standard issue.
I think there needs to be a shift in the way that we view the entire situation for anything to be done, really. I think we need to acknowledge that there is a double standard, and then go from there. I really can't pinpoint any exact steps to take, because I've never actually been in that situation or have heard of anyone in that situation, so it's kind of hard for me to give a view on it. But I will say that the first step definitely needs to be that it just needs to be acknowledged.
Yes, acknowledge it, and take it seriously. So yes. Yeah. So thank you so much for calling in, Erica. And I can hear your smoke detector in the background telling you to replace that battery. So replace
maybe
that.
Maybe it's the radio. I think I'm playing the radio.
No, it's your smoke detector. I know. You got to replace that battery.
No.
But thank you so much for tuning in. And make sure you check out the website, thisdateisover.com.
I sure will.
Appreciate you.
Thanks.
But yeah, we definitely have to acknowledge it, and I mean, it's a real thing, and like, and just stop taking it so lightly when it comes to men being abused by women, because abuse is not okay on either end of the spectrum. You know, a woman being abused by a man and a man being abused by a woman, it's just not cool, and it's scary.
And I think, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay.
I don't think, and I think for most situations, I'm surprised nobody said this. I haven't thought of this, but I think on the from the women's side, being the abusers, I think it's more verbal abuse than anything, because I know now I can say I've seen that firsthand. You know what I'm saying?
Got to speak life.
Yeah, and I've seen verbal abuse, you know, happen a lot of times from the woman's perspective toward the man, and let's just not, you know, it's not just physical. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, like, there are different forms.
Absolutely, and I think sometimes that's even worse. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, having a woman cussing at you all day and this, then the third.
You ain't gonna be. Your father ain't. Nobody in your family.
Yeah, we play no games with that.
Yeah, so going back to, again, you know, the National Domestic Violence Hotline number is 1-800-799-7233. It's not limited to physical, you know, abuse. You know, there is emotional and verbal abuse that comes along with, you know, there are different forms. So make certain that you call them to get the help that you need, or try to help somebody else out. You know, 1-800-799-7233. But I want to take a quick pause and tell you about Epiphany Salon and Spa. Relax and enjoy the attentive hair care atmosphere at Epiphany Salon and Spa in Washington, D.C., specializing in cuts, color, and healthy hair. We offer a variety of services for natural and relaxed looks. Ask about our formaldehyde-free keratin treatment or the therapeutic full-body massage services in our spa. Call 202-319-1600. That's 202-319-1600 to book your appointment or consultation today.
Epiphany Salon and Spa.
Yes. Epiphany Salon and Spa.
All the single ladies. Call DH at.
You won't be a single lady. You keep putting your hands on men. And men keep putting their hands on women. Don't do it.
No games, man.
Don't do it, because that's a very scary situation. Because, you know, being in that situation that I was in, you know, with us having, you know, physical altercations, yeah, and, you know, being with somebody who was abusive, you know, you kind of see these things in other people. So this one guy that I just refused to date because he reminded me of him, how he just had this snap, like, reactions. Yeah. And he seemed very volatile. Like, he was, like, ready to fight at any minute. And I was like, you know what? He reminds me too much of my ex, and I don't want any parts of that. And with the you know, being so verbally aggressive and taking everything so personally. Like,
yeah.
I happened to see him out. We weren't even out together.
Right.
I was out with somebody else, and I could hear him shouting at somebody at the bar, like, ready to fight over something stupid. And that's the kind of person, like, you know, pay attention to the signs, you know. Because I know I saw a sign and I ignored it.
Man, I don't
know. So pay attention.
Please pay attention.
Pay attention to the signs and try your best to walk away. And I know, you know, we as I said, you know, we are a violent society. We are a violent people. So it's only natural that something like that will happen. Just try to de-escalate the situation by doing what you have to do to kind of remove yourself. You know, take a walk. Don't talk or discuss something when you are hopping mad.
Yeah.
Because that's usually when it happens. Like, you're discussing something, you say something off cuff and that you shouldn't have said. It might be a little bit of alcohol involved and you know, emotions and all kinds of adrenaline is rushing. And you don't need to have that discussion at that point in time. But things happen and all... You know, sugar, honey, iced tea hits the fan.
Yo, I mean, and let's just keep it 100, man. You got to be real with yourself, man. And real with some of these situations, man. Like you said, see the signs. Mm-hmm. And know that, you know, if the situation is volatile, you know what I mean? Like, what is the likelihood of it being resolved while both of you guys are angry?
Right.
Like, you got to be able to have the clearer head.
Fighting fire with fire.
Yo, that don't do nothing but burn stuff down. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you got to understand what's at risk. Like, and I wish that people in general, what, you know, were just reactionary. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot, we're reactionaries. You know what I'm saying? But it's to really have the wherewithal to think about some of these things, you know, split second, and just know that it might be best to bite your tongue to save face. You know what I'm saying? Just
and it's hard.
Yeah. Ball your fist up and walk away. Like,
it's the ego. It's the ego that comes into it. Like, you know what? I'm not going to let her talk to me like that. Or I'm not going to let him win this argument. Or I'm not going to let him talk to me like that. I'm not going to let her do this. So it's the whole ego that comes with the situation, because, you know, we don't want to back down.
You got to, man, it's ego. Like, that word ego, like, bothers me, because everybody has an ego and everybody, like, you know, feels like, you know, not everybody, but some people just feel like they're just so much more important than you are, and I'm not gonna let you talk to me. You in my house, you ain't finna
right.
do that. You know what I'm saying? Or you ain't finna talk to me like that. I'm the man.
Right.
I'm the breadwinner.
Who do you think you are?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, and
but
you're not my mother, you're not my father, you know. And you gotta understand, like, we are two people coexisting for the greater good. There's gonna be some sacrifices, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not gonna sacrifice my sanity, nor your
freedom.
Yeah, exactly. You know, for something stupid that you said and being reactionary. That's why I'm glad, even in my previous situation, I had the wherewithal to just think about it and just ask you to leave the premises before, you know, it went to the next level. Because when it goes to the next level, it's only gonna be bad for me.
But what would you have done if she said, I ain't going nowhere?
Man.
Because that's what set me off.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you not going nowhere? See, then boom, that ego. Oh, you're getting out of here. And I'm going to make you get out of here. I'm going to drag you out. Stupid.
To think, I mean, if she had said she's not going anywhere, I would reiterate that it's in your best interest to leave. Or I'm going to leave. Because it just... We don't need to be in each other's presence at the moment. Like, because nothing, and not even say anything physical would have happened. You know what I mean? But we just, like, nothing is going to get resolved with us both being pissed off. You know what I mean? Just period. If it's a situation where we got to talk about, like, we're both mad, we're both upset, and it's not going to get resolved, so we don't need to talk about it right now. You know what I mean? But if she decided she wasn't going to leave, I was going to have to leave.
That's the important thing. We have to understand, you don't have to address it at that moment. Right. But we just get so caught up, like, no, we're going to talk about this right now. And that's something I struggled with a previous relationship. I told him, like, look, I would much rather talk about this when we're both calm. He was like, no, I want to talk about it right now. So he got all attitude, and he want to yell and scream.
No
and
good.
Nothing gets accomplished.
No
so
good.
You're even more pissed off about it.
Zero
then
to
he
100.
Says something sideways, and then I get pissed off, then I say something sideways.
But it's hard to be the bigger person when you're in a true situation that's frustrating. You know, and think about how many times, you know, in your 9-to-5 where you had to hold your tongue because you might lose your job. You know what I mean?
Right.
Look at it like that. It's been plenty of times where I'm in a meeting like, yo, really? Like, you just gonna change my job? I didn't sign up for this. You know what I mean? But you understand that it's hard to get another job, especially if you've been somewhere for a while. It's hard to get another job, and, you know, your whole life is going to be affected. So think about how you had to hold your tongue at those situations. And if something comes up like this, remember that there's a lot at stake if you make the wrong move or say the wrong thing. So you kind of got to put it in a relative term like that, you know, that this, I don't want this to affect my personal life, so maybe I need to wait and maybe have a meeting later on in a one-on-one situation where I can talk to you and voice my concerns once I've calmed down. You know what I mean? And that's just real talk, because I have to do it every day at my job, bite my tongue.
Yes, and I think we got to treat it as such. We have to treat our relationships like a job, because they are a job. You know, it requires work. So if you would not say or react that way at work, then try to take that same approach at home. It's hard. It's really, really hard.
But
you got to do what you got to do, because think about what you're going to stand to lose. You know, do you want to lose this relationship? Do you want to lose your freedom and go to jail? Do you want, you know, any kind of strife in your life?
Lose your money.
Right.
You know, your time trying to fix what you did. You know what I mean? And you flip it to the term at work. Do you want to lose your job? You know, do you want to lose your car, your crib? Because one decision could create a ripple effect to affect you and your kids and, you know, everything. So you just gotta stop and think about it, man. When people do something towards you, man, just sometimes you gotta turn the other cheek, man. You got to.
Okay. Well, it's almost that time for us to get out of here. So I want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in. We appreciate the support as always. We're here every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Tell your friends about us. Check out the website, thisdateisover.com, and read our latest blog posts, and also post your own stories. If you've ever been on a bad day before, tell us about it. If you're free tomorrow night, 5 to 8, we're going to be at the San Antonio Bar and Grill in Washington, D.C. That's in Northeast. We're going to have some cocktails and some conversations. And the first 5 people to arrive want an opportunity to buy me a drink. Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah.
So come check us out. Meet the thisdateisover.com team. Let's have some good conversations. And yeah, have a good time. Meet some cool people. Get some tortilla chips and dip. And you might meet you with honey dip. Hello. I don't know. It may happen. But also, don't forget, The Flow is having a fundraiser on August the 1st. Get your tickets. They are $10. It's going to be in Forestville, Maryland.
Forestville.
Yes.
All right.
Tickets are $10. You know, it's a fundraiser because we want to stay on the air. And you know, we got to raise funds to do so. So we greatly appreciate your support. Go to rocktheflow.com/fishfry to order your tickets today.
Yes.
Yes.
Do it.
Do it, do it, do it, do it. Do it.
In fours.
So, any parting words, DH, before we head out tonight?
Hey, man, real quick, before I give my parting words, man, I just want to just say I appreciate everybody out there in Radio Land and on the Facebook page and on Instagram for tuning in and participating in the conversation. Really, you guys help build the content for the show, so we really appreciate you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. And my parting shots, my final words, really... yes, it's a double standard. We need to learn how to keep our hands to ourselves, and just realize what's at stake and what's at risk when you lift those hands. You know what I mean? And just try to, you know, just think about it before you act. You know?
Yes.
Real talk.
try not to speak out of anger. I know it's very hard. Yeah. I got to take my own advice on that one. I'm human.
Yeah, we all are.
It is what it is. But ladies, keep your hands to yourselves. Fellas, too. Stop promoting these television shows, in my opinion. Stop watching this crap with women conducting themselves in a unsavory manner and being violent. Practice what you preach. If you don't want a man hitting on you, don't hit on him. If you don't want to get hit like a bitch on the street, don't hit him like one.
Absolutely.
Because if you hit him like a man, he definitely gonna hit you back like a man. It's not gone are the days where men were chivalrous and, you know, I'll put my jacket over a puddle for you and whatnot. You know, you slap me and I'll walk away. No, a lot of men are not going to walk away. So make certain that you do what you have to do. Just keep your hands to yourself. You know, try to have a calmer mind, calmer reactions. And, you know, I think it was a Tip Tuesday a while ago. Like, you know, listen to understand. Don't listen to respond. So if you have an attitude or a chip on your shoulder, maybe you should just reschedule that conversation and whatnot to try to avoid conflict. You know, most men are stronger than us. So if you really want to get into an all-out drag, that, you know, brawl, go for it, but I would advise against it. You know, this video has been going viral, even though it's an old video. The chick that went to the mall with her kids, arguing and screaming and cussing at the security guard. He told them to leave. And she was not trying to leave. And she laid hands on this guy. And what happened to her? The heifer got tased in front of her kids, dropped to the ground immediately. But she conducted herself like that in front of her children and family. It was two women acting a fool.
Man, crazy.
So let's get back to being ladies and let's get back to being gentlemen, okay? But that's about our time because I'm rambling. I'm sorry. But join us next week, every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Date Is Over Radio on The Flow. Follow me at Date Is Over on Instagram and Twitter. Like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And last but not least, go to the website. Not now, but right now, thisdateisover.com. But that's all I got. Thank you guys so much. Hopefully I'll see you guys at the bar. Having a drink. All right then. Bye-bye.
Later.